Jace, did you see that article by Ted Lapkin in The Australian today? He's talking about that actress, Miss Marg Royals, who was on the Q&A program on the ABC on Monday night.
This is the woman that said people don't like Jews. That woman? Yeah. The one who, she
who's
said,
Jewish.
Well, she can be what she is, but she said people don't like... Could you imagine if Corey Bernardi had gone on Q&A and said, look, you know, this Islamic terrorism, so bottom line is, people don't like Muslims.
I can just hear the Q&A audience going, yes! Oh, yeah, beauty! I don't think so.
No.
He'd be bloody... He'd be frogmarched out of town, wouldn't he?
They would have had to call security, probably, to escort him to his car.
Yeah.
And he probably would have been run out of town and treated like a leper, even more so than he is, because he has dared to suggest that there is one or two problems, fundamental problems, with aspects of the Islamic faith in Australia. But, yes, yeah, she's treated like a thinker and Bernardi's treated like a leper.
I love Winston Churchill for the clarity of many of his quotes. He's done a fairly long run on Mohammedanism and, you know, the dramas associated with Islam, based on what he saw when he was in Afghanistan in the late 1800s. But he did one as well on the moral relativity of a house fire versus the fire brigade. He said, in the moral question of whether I'm on the side of the fire or the fire brigade, it's the fire brigade. Like, you don't need too much brain. I can't believe that somebody go on the ABC, get all the cheers and that sort of shit and say, you know, you've just got to think this Hamas and that, oh my God, they're freedom fighters. Like, they really are. These are people who chuck people off tall buildings, behead people, they stone adulterers. It's a shocking indictment that we'd even pause to think they could be in any way legitimate.
And sitting next to her is Josh Frydenberg, who is, you know, probably one of half a dozen very prominent political Jews in Australia. And Frydenberg, and I think this says plenty. Now, if it had been the other way around and she'd said what she said about Muslims, everyone on that panel would have howled at her and said, you can't do this. And Tony Jones probably would have wanted to throw it off to, you know, a musical act or something. But Frydenberg sat there and I could see the pain on his face. And this is a bloke who's had family members who were in Auschwitz. And he just copped it and used it as a debating point and kept going. And I wonder if when she went out to the car park out the back of the ABC, if she had to look around hoping to God that Mossad wasn't there to pop her, or that there was someone waiting.
Exactly.
You know, that is the difference. Now, the Jews cop a lot in this country, and their response to it is largely professional.
Yes.
They write letters.
Yeah.
Sometimes
they're civil.
They you know, if it gets real bad, they might put around a petition and say, let's boycott the Sydney Morning Herald or whatever else.
Yeah.
But their response is civil. And I don't have to finish the sentence.
No, exactly. Exactly right. What I did want to say, and the real reason I wanted to talk to you about this, is that the bloke who wrote that article with considered, concise, reasonable analysis, a man called Ted Lapkin, was a ministerial advisor. I think you know the minister he was advising.
Andrews, who is now defence, but he was minister for the Dole.
And the great tragedy is that Mr. Lapkin is no longer a ministerial advisor. Now, I can imagine within that environment down in Canberra, the things he says, they're so politically incorrect, obvious, truthful, logical, but politically incorrect, he would be spat out, chewed up like an immune system spits out a virus or something like that. You know, the Twitterati and all that would come after him. And Tony Abbott and people around him tend to bend to the will of those lefties and greenies and what have you. And as a result, good men like Ted are illegitimised. They're not able to make their contribution.
And there'll be people in the club, in the coalition, reading that in The Australian and on your website today going, well, it's a good thing he's not around anymore.
Oh, exactly.
And yet
we'll be getting caned.
That clarity of thought is in fact what Australia is crying out for, and they will be satisfied that they've managed to drive the character away. Now, I don't actually know why he's not there. I don't know whether he left or why. It doesn't matter. But I do know, like everyone knows, we need people who've got the courage to stand up and say it straight.
That is live from the Unvarnished Truth Fitting and Department. See, isn't it professional?
Sounds it. Until we get to this bit. Are we still going?
No.
We're still recording?
Are we? Oh, yeah. No, we can.
I'm going to say,
I was just going to be one of those little things at the end you pretend it shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Well, I used to live just around here when I was a bit younger, before I was married. And No, because my wife might listen to the story. So, okay.
It's a good one.
It's pre her, but it would just be...
For the purchasers of the executive version of michaelsmithnews.com, please stay on the line, and after your subscription has been processed.
That's right. Oh, yeah, the black label edition.
Oh, Jason, love your work.